You're listening to SBS News.
While there's a drop in COVID-19 infections among frontline health workers, the World Health Organization says they are still facing other challenges. Jim Campbell is the executive director of the WHO's Global Health Workforce Alliance. He says as health workers mobilize against the virus, they are also putting a strain on their mental health.
It's the burnout, the stress, the anxiety that we're seeing amongst our healthcare employees and how they have the motivation and the commitment and the dedication to continue in their work when they're faced with these many, many difficult challenges. We're seeing around the world the manifestation of this into industrial action. We're seeing labour disputes and even strikes amongst certain occupations.
Global demonstrations among healthcare workers for better working conditions, better wages, and in some cases more training is showing how the labour force is confronting extra challenges during the pandemic. In the United States, President Donald Trump has resumed campaigning after his hospitalization and quarantine following his coronavirus diagnosis. The state of Wisconsin is setting records for COVID-19 deaths and cases, and its governor is urging the president's supporters to socially distance and wear masks. Democrat Governor Tony Evers isn't happy.
Yesterday, he talked about the fact that he was so excited about being immune, which he's not, and that he's so excited to be with his supporters, which I understand, and he was going to do whatever. He was so excited he wanted to kiss everybody. Well, I know he was saying that in jest, but good Lord, let's use common sense. Let's make people wear a mask. Let's make sure they're physically distant, and having people not wear masks and not socially distance is not the way we're going to solve this. We need the president's help here.
The State Department of Health Services has reported more than 3,200 confirmed new cases, breaking a record set just 5 days earlier. Governor Evers attributed the increase to the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling, striking down his Safer at Home order in May at the request of Republicans' opponents. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine trial has been paused after a participant fell sick. The company is investigating whether the participant's illness is related to the vaccine. Dr. William Schaffner is the Professor of Preventive Medicine at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. He says this is a standard operating procedure.
The very fact that the trial has been paused and the data are being reviewed is a very good thing. It shows you that the system that we have in place to monitor the safety of the vaccines and the rigorous conduct of the trial is in place and it's working. You know, this happens with all vaccine trials. It's just that this one is occurring in a public light that has never before been shown on a vaccine trial.
After almost 8 months of school shutdowns in Argentina, face-to-face classes in the capital have resumed. But there are a few conditions in place. Each school must have a space for the isolation of suspected cases of coronavirus. And in the event of a positive case, the group to which the affected student or teacher belongs will be suspended. Temperatures are also being taken and students are given alcohol gel and a mask to wear during school hours. In the Netherlands, the Dutch government has decided to close bars and restaurants as part of what it's calling a partial lockdown that will last at least 4 weeks to counter the sustained surge in coronavirus cases. But it's a different vibe in France's capital, Paris, where restaurant and bar owners have thrown a cocktail party outside one of Paris's main train stations to highlight their industry's financial struggle. They're also not happy about new measures imposed by the government last week, which forced bars to close down and restaurants to follow new measures, including distance between tables, a limitation on the number of people inside, and a request to register customers' names and phone numbers. In Russia, Moscow's railway stations are being disinfected as the country registers its highest daily rise, over 13,000 new cases since the start of the pandemic. And a community of Somali refugees in South Africa is standing together to help people struggling to make a living during the COVID-19 pandemic. Businessman Zaid Mohammed fled Somalia's civil war as a 17-year-old back in 1991. In the years since, he's built a successful career in South Africa as a banker and says coronavirus has offered him an opportunity to give back to his new home.
This very difficult time where the pandemic and the COVID-19 unfortunately has locked down many economies, and many economies are really suffering as a result. The Somali businesses has got united to assist the local host community, as well as even some of the immigrants and refugees who are living in South Africa.
Mr. Mohammed has helped support 600 families during the COVID-19 lockdown, donating food, masks and hand sanitizer. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.